We will begin the story in just a moment, but first I have a message for the parents out there. We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. When I was looking to hire someone, it felt like taking on a whole nother job. I wish I had Indeed, because then I would have been leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day with Indeed's matching engine, which constantly learns from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsor job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/story. Just go to Indeed.com/story right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/story. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Indeed.
Story Spectacular.
Today's show is titled Hola Caballo and features the vocal and musical talents of Vanessa Bloom from the Eat Your Spanish podcast.
Muy bien!
If you enjoyed today's cultural celebration, be sure to subscribe on the Kids Listen podcast app.
Who wants a story?
Welcome to Story Spectacular, the sightseeing show you can take on the go. Listen along on an airplane, while you're eating a new kind of food, or even while you're making new friends on a tropical island. I'm your host, Angie. And today, we are joined by a very special guest named Vanessa Bloom from the Eat Your Spanish podcast.
Hola, mi amiga, ¿cómo estás?
She's here to help me tell the tale of a funny bird named Edgar the Egret. Edgar really needs a vacation, so he decides to fly to a tropical Caribbean island. The only problem is Edgar can't speak the Spanish language. Perhaps a bilingual mockingbird can help him make friends with a local horse named Cortito el Caballo. Let's find out what comical communications are in store for our animal friends and begin our bilingual tale now. Hola, Caballo! Edgar the egret bird needed a break. He lived in a mucky swamp where he spent his days hunting for bugs. Each day, Edgar trudges through the cold, wet mud to dig for bugs and other creepy crawlies.
Every day's the same. I'm sick of getting my feet wet in this cold, murky muck. I really need a change in scenery. Say, maybe I'll take a vacation somewhere warm and tropical.
Edgar the egret pointed his beak to the south and lifted his wings in the air.
Ready for liftoff. Here I go.
Edgar flapped his way up to the sky. He traveled for hours through the clouds, making his way over miles of land and ocean. Finally, a tiny green island surrounded by sparkling blue waters came into view.
Golly, that looks like a nice place to visit. Coming in for a landing!
Edgar the egret plummeted down to the ground and landed with a thud on the soft, sandy beach.
Oof, not my most graceful landing, but hey, would you look at this? Nice digs!
Edgar surveyed his new surroundings. There were lush green plants and palm trees, white sandy beaches, and glistening blue-green waves rolling into the shore.
A bird could really get used to a place like this!
Edgar's tummy started to grumble.
Speaking of settling in, sounds like it's time for me to grab some grub.
Just then, he heard something coming from the woods.
Sounds like someone is chowing down on a yummy treat. I better go investigate.
Edgar the egret made his way through the vegetation and came upon a little horse grazing by a shallow lagoon. The horse was hoof deep in the water, and he was shaking the branch of a mango tree with his teeth.
Hey there, big fella. How's the local cuisine around these parts?
The horse stopped shaking the branch and looked at Edgar with confusion.
Eh? No entiendo. ¿Puedo ayudar?
Huh? What sort of gibberish is this horse speaking? I said, what's there to eat around here?
Me llamo Cortito. Cortito el caballo. Bienvenidos.
Edgar was flabbergasted.
Gee whiz! This guy doesn't understand a word I'm saying. And I have no idea what he's talking about. Let me try this again.
Edgar pointed to his open beak.
Me hungry!
Then he gestured towards his rumbling belly.
Need food!
Cortito the horse smiled.
Aha! Yo entiendo. Tienes hambre y necesitas comida. Un momento, por favor.
The congenial horse grabbed a hold of the mango tree branch and shook it with all of his might. A mango fell from the tree and landed in the shallow water with a splash.
Buen provecho!
Edgar looked confused.
You expect me to eat that? Don't you have any insects? You know, flies, mosquitoes, gnats, wasps? I'd even settle for a grubby grub worm.
Cortito the horse was flummoxed.
Lo siento. No entiendo.
Never mind.
Edgar said, exasperated. Just then, a lovely little mockingbird fluttered overhead.
Hola, Cortito Caballo.
Hola, Margot.
The horse replied. Then the mockingbird spotted Edgar the egret.
Why, hello there. You must be new to the island.
Huh?
Edgar was astounded.
Hey, you and I speak the same language. Maybe you can help me get some food. I've been trying to talk to this fella all morning, and I can't understand a word he's saying.
Sure, I can help.
Margo the Mockingbird landed on the top of Cortito the Caballo's head. He looked up at her and smiled.
Hola, mi amiga, ¿cómo estás?
Muy bien.
Do you understand what the horse is saying?
Why, sure. I'm a mockingbird. I speak all kinds of languages.
Just then, a fly started buzzing around Cortito the horse's head.
Whoop, pardon me a moment while I pursue this pesky pest.
Margo snatched the fly from the air with her beak.
Gracias, Margo.
De nada, mi amigo.
Then more flies started buzzing around Cortito. One by one, Margo gulped down the irksome insects that swarmed around the horse. Edgar the egret marveled at the sight.
Oh, wow, I've never seen so many delicious-looking flies in all my life!
Well, they seem to be attracted to Cortito. My palate does not actually prefer the taste of flies, but I'll gobble the little buggers up just to get them off Cortito's back.
Just then, Edgar had an idea.
Maybe I can perch on the horse's head and help keep the flies away. After all, flies are my favorite snack! Could you ask him for me?
Why don't you ask him yourself?
Well, because I don't know how to.
Margo chortled.
Why, the only way to make friends with someone is to learn how to communicate with them.
Margo the Mockingbird flew down from the horse's head and landed next to Edgar.
The first thing you need to do is introduce yourself. What is your name?
My name is Edgar.
Alrighty, now say, me llamo Edgar.
The egret looked at the horse and said,
me llamo Edgar. Edgar the egret.
The horse nodded with approval.
Hola, Edgar. Me llamo Cortito. Cortito el caballo.
Edgar smiled.
He said his name is Cortito. Cortito the horse.
Yes, you're catching right on. Now to ask him if you can sit on his head, say, ¿puedo sentarme en tu cabeza?
Oh, I don't know. That's a mouthful.
Edgar tried his best and spoke the words nice and slow.
¿Puedo sentarme en tu cabeza?
Cortito the horse chuckled.
Por supuesto.
He exclaimed and lowered his head down to Edgar, who happily climbed his way up. Just as he was getting himself situated, a fly buzzed around. Edgar the egret snatched the insect from the air and gulped.
Ah, delicious.
Gracias, Edgar.
De nada, Cortito.
Margo the Mockingbird smiled.
Looks like my work here is done.
She waved goodbye with her wing and flew up into the air.
Adios, amigos.
Adios, Margo.
From that day forward, Edgar the Egret and Cortito el Caballo became the best of friends. Cortito was rather short for a horse, so he would ask Edgar for help picking mangoes from the tall branches.
No problemo, mi amigo.
Edgar would stand high on the horse's head and stretch out his long neck. He plucked the ripe, juicy fruit from the branch. Then he would crane down and toss the mango into Cortito's open mouth.
Aquí tienes.
Gracias.
The two would take long treks through the tropical forest. Cortito el Caballo would trot through the mud puddles with his sturdy hooves. Edgar the egret was so happy to keep his bird feet dry. Together, they would watch the colorful sunsets on the sandy beach. Edgar the egret was so very happy that he came to the island and became friends with Cortito el Caballo.
Estoy muy feliz de que tú es mi amigo, Cortito.
Yo también. Estoy feliz que tú eres mi amigo, Edgar.
And that is how the caballo and the egret from opposite sides of the ocean came together to become the best of friends. Aw, I just love unexpected friendships, don't you? Well, I have an extra special treat for you from our friends Vanessa and Evan from the Eat Your Spanish podcast. They wrote a lovely song about friendship. You will hear Evan playing the guitar and Vanessa singing the words. Let's first listen to the tune in English. Then we will listen again to the song in Spanish.
In our world, there are no strangers, only friends we have yet to know. Only smiles we still can show. Near and far away. In our world there are no strangers, only friends we can learn to love. Under one sky up above, and a star shining bright. But how the world can seem unclear, with crowds of people standing everywhere. Find it in your heart to be sincere. The more love you give, the more will reappear. En nuestro mundo no hay extranjeros. solo amigos a conocer, solo sonrisas a compartir, de cerca y lejos. En nuestro mundo no hay extranjeros, solo amigos que anhelan amor, bajo un cielo muy arriba y una estrella que brilla. Pero el mundo no parece tan claro, con tanta gente de pie alrededor. Busca en tu corazón ser sincero, más amor que das, más regresará.
What a beautiful message. This is why I love podcasting, because even though we all haven't met each other in person, we are friends. Friends that connect through our shared love of music and stories. Speaking of sharing stories with friends, we have a brand new batch of Anna Mail from our real life listener friends just like you. Anna Mail! Our first animail comes from a fantastic feline aficionado named Riley.
Meow, meow. My name is Riley, and I love cats. And I wish Story Spectacular could have a cat podcast. I love Story Spectacular. Bye.
Haha, thank you, Riley. That cat-tastic listener mail has me feline good.
Meow!
I love cats so much, which is great because we have another smitten kitten listener named Mikhail.
Hi, Angela. My name's Mikhail and I'm a cat. Meow, meow. My favorite episode of Story Spectacular is Penny Pinky. Bye-bye. Meow, meow.
Meowza! Your voice message was fur-tastic.
Meow.
Next, we will hear from a dog lover named Daniel.
My name is Daniel, and my favorite episode of Story Spectacular was when Digger's daily routine went upside down.
Roo, roo.
Bye.
Roo, roo. Thanks, Daniel. I really dig that message. Me too, Digger the dog. Now let's hear an animail all the way from Hawaii.
Hi, I'm Josie from Maui. Here's my animal noise. Story is Dinosaur in the Toy Store.
Wow, Josie, that was definitely the best dolphin impression I've ever heard. Next, we will hear from a roarsome listener named Rowan.
I'm 4. My name is Rowan. My favorite podcast is Theora. The Triceratops. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting cow.
Interrupting cow. Good one.
Dynamite. I'm so glad you enjoyed exploring with Sierra the Triceratops. Last but not least, we have a bananas animal from Mara.
Hi, I'm Mara the monkey. I love hanging out with my friends and getting bananas. Now I am in a tree and playing with my friends. So, and my favorite Story Spectacular episode was the New Year's one. And bye, tell Digger I said hi.
Hooray! Thanks, Mara. It sounds like you had a lot of fun monkeying around. Haha, weren't those animal submissions just spectacular? You can send in some spectacular animal of your own. Ask a grown-up to record your voice, and then send it in to Angela@storyspectacular.com. Looking forward to reading more animail from our real life listeners again soon. What an incredible journey we had today. We traveled to a tropical island with Edgar the Egret, and with the help of Margot the Mockingbird, we learned a few Spanish words.
Muy bien.
Now we can talk to our new friend, Cortito de Caballo.
No problemo, mi amigo.
After that, we listened to a beautiful song by Vanessa and Evan Bloom from the Eat Your Spanish podcast.
En nuestro mundo no hay extranjeros.
Then finally, we heard some spectacular animail from listeners all around the world. I just love getting to connect with you all by sharing songs and stories together.
Story Spectacular.
Story Spectacular is written and hosted by Angela Ferrari. Muchas gracias to our friend Vanessa from the Eat Your Spanish podcast for lending her voice to today's story. Be sure to check out their family-friendly bilingual podcast filled with interactive games, sing-along songs, funny characters, and engaging stories. It's a great way for the whole family to learn Spanish together. Be sure to subscribe to Eat Your Spanish on the Kids Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you all again for tuning in and sharing your voices in today's show. It's such a gift to be able to connect with new friends all over the world. Have a spectacular day speaking Spanish.
Espectacular!
Thanks for listening.
Muy bien.
Adios, amigos.